Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today is March 2nd, and we are on day two of our technology article. And back in the studio with me is Zach. Welcome back, Zach.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Zach, what is something that we can review from yesterday that really you think is important concerning this topic?
Right. So we learned about a few different apps, and one that stuck out to me that's available on the Android is the My Shake app. Very important if you're living in an area prone to earthquakes.
Yes.
And so it will track it and let you know if you're in danger.
Right. They send out alerts, and that could be very helpful during an earthquake. And welcome back, Joe.
Hey, good to be here.
What is something from yesterday you would like to remind our listeners of?
Actually, there's a whole mindset that I think is really important, which is being forward-thinking and looking for new ways to use technology that can survive a disaster. And so we were talking about that. And actually, some of the apps, I know we were discussing yesterday after the show that they don't necessarily have them in Asia, but I'm sure if you look for an equivalent, or if you are an app developer listening and want a new niche in the market, emergency preparation may be the way to go.
Yes. It's important to be prepared. Yesterday, we also learned or were reminded, it's nothing new, that it's important to have a plan. And, you know, I don't think of planning for natural disasters, honestly, but this article helps us to think about that, doesn't it, Zach?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. And they had another app featuring or called Zello, and we're going to learn more about that today.
That's right. We are learning more about that today. We are on page 11. So if you have your magazines, go ahead and open them up to page 11, and we'll have our first reading for today.
Zello is popular when the stakes are high because it's based around live voice, said Moore. Your voice communicates a lot more than text can. You don't have to read it. You can listen while driving. It's authentic. So, in a few seconds of voice, you can guess the emotional state of the voice. Another app is FireChat, which allows users to text each other even without Wi-Fi or cellular connection. The app uses mesh networking, which means the texts bounce from one smartphone to another nearby smartphone with the FireChat app until it reaches its destination.
Okay, we are talking about Zello. We began our discussion on Zello yesterday. And we see today there at the top of page 11 that Zello is popular when the stakes are high. That's a good phrase to know, Joe. What does it mean when we say the stakes are high?
Well, we use stakes are high, you know, to talk about gaming. I often think about gambling or something that's risky, you know, something that's high stakes, low stakes. We use it to describe risk.
Yes, risk. You got it. So Zello is popular when you are in these situations where, you know, it could be risky or dangerous. And it's based around live voice. And so why is that important, Zach?
Right. Based on live voice, because you actually communicate more than you can read via text.
Right. Through your voice, you communicate something that you can't communicate through a text. And I just want to stop right here and say, I don't know if some of you agree with this, but, you know, through texting, a lot of times you're like, what does this person mean? What is their tone? You don't get the tone. But through a voice, you get the tone. You can say the same thing in different ways, but you pick up on that when you're speaking it. But through a text, you don't always get it. That's not the main point here, because talking about, in a disaster or so forth, but just in everyday life, we pick up a lot more through voice, right?
It's so true.
All right. So as we move on, it says you don't have to read it. You can listen while driving, which is important. And there are many apps where they already have that. People use that instead of texting, right?
Sounds a lot safer, too.
That's true. That's very true. You don't want to be texting and driving. Well, it's authentic. So in a few seconds of voice, you can guess the emotional state of the voice. Now, what is he talking about?
So again, you know, actually in talking about the difference between text and voice, you said tone, which is what's kind of being hinted at here. That emotional state, you know, I often think of like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
You know, you get how that person's feeling, even if it's just the same word.
Yeah.
Said in, with different tones, you can understand how the speaker is feeling
right.
just in a few seconds.
You can hear the urgency in someone's voice, and that tells you more maybe than the actual words that they're saying.
Now, something that's interesting with Zello, yesterday we were talking about how Zello works as a walkie-talkie.
Mm.
That's only one of its functions. The
right.
other function, it works sort of like a scanner, and so if you're in an area, maybe a small town, you'll activate the device, and it'll give you listings of different communication channels.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click in, and you can actually hear just general chatter
mm-hmm.
that's happening in that area. And you can also post a recording saying, you know, my name is so-and-so, and I'm in this area, I need help. And you can actually click and listen to that recording.
Right.
So Zello has a lot of different functions, but it's all centered around voice.
Right. And I think that's important during these kinds of situations. Well, we've been talking about MyShake and Zello, and now we have another app. What's the name of that, Zach?
This next one is called Fire Chat, and it says that Fire Chat, now you can create connection without Wi-Fi or cellular connection.
Wow, how in the world can you have a connection without Wi-Fi or a cellular tower?
Well, it says that the app uses something called mesh networking.
Okay, mesh networking. What is that, Joe?
So mesh networking, you know, if you think about mesh, it's a bunch of interconnected lines. You can usually just think of a net, right?
Yeah.
And so what happens is as you have cell phones or smartphones connect together to form their own special network where each phone acts as a node or a little link that pushes data around to another phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, if I want to connect to somebody further away, I send a message and it passes through all the little phones in between us to reach the other person.
Wow, that is mind-boggling. It's amazing.
And do these other phones need to have the app, or can it go to any smartphone around?
With this app, I believe actually you do have to be signed up.
Okay.
But I think what happens is, because they do this with kind of lost keys. They have an app like that actually bounces things to
your
phone.
We are going to talk about that later this month.
Oh,
actually.
Right. Yeah. And so, which is also the same kind of technology.
Right.
And so you have to be signed into the program for it to bounce successfully.
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting how that works. I didn't know about that really until I read this. And so it's important to have something like that during a natural disaster because, as we learned in the first sentence, the disaster can wipe away Wi-Fi and cellular data infrastructure. And so it's important to have these other ways of connecting. So that's a little bit about Fire Chat, but we have more to learn about that in our next reading.
Turning your phone into a radio. If person-to-person communication fails, FM radio may be the best bet to stay informed after a disaster. Plenty of FM radio apps are available for both iOS and Android. One such app, called Next Radio, allows Android phones to be turned into an FM radio without using any data by activating the phone's FM chip inside its processor. All it requires is an earphone or a stereo cable attached to the smartphone as an antennae.
All right. Have you ever thought of turning your phone into a radio, Joe?
I actually, because I love to listen to local radio stations, I just like to hear the news or general chatter of the city.
Yeah.
And so I actually use my phone as a radio quite often.
Really?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I used to listen to a lot of online radio, usually back in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually nice to kind of just hear the general regular radio and kind of get a sense of, oh, what's going on? What are people chatting about?
That's true, because a lot of people these days don't listen to the radio. There's so many other options. So, but that does give you a local feel. Like if you want to listen to our local radio station back in your hometown, chances are it's online or you can find it on iTunes radio or something like that.
Right. There's also actually, if you're interested in online radio, we're not talking about it today, but there's a great app called TuneIn that does something like that where it gathers all the online radio stations and you can just look at a map of the world. Click in and on an area and listen to their radio programs if they have an online feed.
Yeah.
But if they don't, you're obviously not going to be able to listen to it. And so this is nice for listening to local radio stations that maybe don't have an online streaming service.
Yeah. And why is it important, Zach, that your phone be turned into a radio during a natural disaster?
Right. Well, often that's where you'll turn to, that you're using the radio infrastructure to kind of maybe make suggestions on, you know, go here or go there, or this is where you can find shelter, this is where you can find food. Yeah. And, you know, most people have smartphones, it's generally speaking, and so they can use those, and now you have access to, you know, these message boards.
Right. You get all this information in, so through the radio signals. So it's a great way to stay informed after a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned that plenty of FM radio apps are available for both iOS and Android. We saw earlier that MyShake is not yet available on iPhones. This one is available on both.
That's right. And so, you know, to use this, and there's actually several different kinds of FM radio apps. And so here in the article today, we just discussed one, which is Next Radio. And that allows specifically Android phones to turn into an FM radio.
Right. And so there are many apps out there that you can use. And Joe just mentioned another one, Next Radio, and it allows your Android phones to be turned into an FM radio without using any data. And there's this chip inside that it accesses and allows your phone to be turned into a radio, which is pretty amazing. I didn't realize there were these chips that did this.
This is great. So before I had unlimited 4G in the days when data was limited and I had to really count my numbers, this was nice because it doesn't go through your 4G. The phone itself is an FM receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to plug in your earphones to make it work. Mm-hmm. But once you plug that in, you can start receiving FM signals, which is great if you want to listen to something. But you've already used up all your data for the month and are regretting watching too many cat videos on YouTube.
So you can plug in your earphone or stereo cable, and it's attached to the smartphone as an antenna. And so that's how it receives the signal.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty amazing, right?
It's the wonders of technology and the little things that you can do to kind of communicate, to listen to what's going on, and have kind of a free option, especially in an emergency situation.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, you know, cell phone signal will be gone, 4G will be gone, but you'll still be able to get FM.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, unlike the other apps, you're not getting your voice out, but at least you're able to know what's going on around you.
Right. And so we've talked about this quite a bit already. On day one, yesterday, we learned it's important to make a plan. And this makes it easy, Zach, to make a plan because all you need to do is download an app.
That's right. It's a simple step, right? You go into your, whether it's iTunes or app stores, and find these apps, download them, and then you just have them just in case. And I think it's one example of forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And to plan ahead for these disasters.
Right. And you need to get your family involved as well. That's part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so have them download this as well, and your friends and so forth. And so in the event of a disaster, hopefully this will come in very handy. Well, we have more to talk about concerning Next Radio and what that's all about. So continue with us as we read our last section for today.
During Hurricane Irma, Next Radio was a valuable tool for Floridians weathering the storm. In select markets, listener and session counts increased by more than 1,000%. Next Radio is available on iOS, but iPhones only allow FM radio to be transmitted through cellular signals. During Irma, Apple faced pressure from government leaders and local organizations in Florida to allow iPhone owners to activate the FM chip. Apple said there is no FM chip in its iPhone 7 and 8 models. While the digital preparation for the big one is critical, Kilgore, the USGS geophysicist, also says people living in quake-prone regions shouldn't prioritize it over other survival preparations, like water, food, and shelter. It depends so much on how much infrastructure survives and stays intact, said Kilgore. There's not much a single individual can do about that.
Well, as most of you know, the U.S. has experienced a lot of hurricanes in recent years. Last year was a tough year, but this one we're talking about, Hurricane Irma, and we learned that Next Radio was very useful for people in Florida.
That's right. So you see Floridians, what we call Florida residents, and a lot of them relied on Next Radio as they were weathering the storm. Weathering just means to kind of get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently, you know, they had lots of listeners tuning into Next Radio.
Right. And that phrase, weathering the storm, this is used in a literal way, but we can use that with everyday life as well.
Right.
If you're going through like a difficult time, we might say, Joe, you're kind of weathering the storm.
Right. I often think of, you know, I have piles and piles of paperwork, lots of things going on, and hey, how are you doing? And it's like, I'm weathering the storm. I'm just hanging on.
Yeah, in this case, they are literally weathering the storm. They're, you know, trying to go to a safe area where they can wait out the storm.
And Florida is really hard when it comes to hurricanes. Florida is very close to the ocean, so it's quite close to sea level. And you know, my sister lives in Florida, and I remember her having to evacuate from the area she lived in, and actually a lot of Floridians had to evacuate because Florida as a whole doesn't have a lot in terms of hurricane plans, and the buildings there are not well equipped for sizable, very serious hurricanes.
Right. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, we have typhoons here and they have hurricanes in the U.S., and you may wonder, why is there so much destruction in the U.S. when they have these hurricanes? And I think part of it is because the way they build in the U.S. is very different. The structures aren't always as strong, especially for houses. They don't build everything out of concrete. And so that is one difference.
Right. And, you know, looking at this number here, I just had to point out listener and session counts increased by more than 1,000%. That's got to be a testament to or evidence that this app is working. And I kind of imagine when they found themselves, the people living in Florida, up against some of the destruction caused by Irma, they must have been like, no, let's all get on Next Radio because this is working.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see that in the numbers.
That's right. Good point. And so the listener count, those who were listening, and also the session counts, I guess how long each portion of time, all of those things increased by more than 1,000%. And you can imagine, so during a difficult situation, a lot of people are trying to use that. And it's good, Joe, that people know about this, right?
Right. And so, you know, as you're having more listeners and people tuning in and also kind of telling each other and staying connected, that's really important. And, you know, Next Radio is nice because it's available both on Android and Apple devices, any kind of iOS.
Mm-hmm.
But there is actually a slight difference with how they use the app,
though. That's right. The iPhones only allow FM radio to be transmitted through cellular signals. And so that is one difference there. That word transmitted.
Right. So to transmit is to carry signals and to broadcast something.
That's right. Well, during Irma, Apple faced pressure from government leaders and local organizations in Florida to actually allow iPhone owners to activate the FM chip. And so you can imagine, Joe, that during this traumatic time that people wanted access to that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the fact that You can imagine, you're in a disaster situation, you might lose cellular service, your phone has the ability, but the company says, no, we're not going to let you access it.
And so, of course, people were pressuring them or trying to pressure them, but Apple says there's no FM chip in its iPhone 7 and 8 models, so the chip is not even there.
The other thing is, you know, iPhones now, they don't even have earphones. They have those sort of
AirPods.
AirPods, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't even have the cabling and wiring necessary to create that antenna.
Yeah, so things are constantly changing with technology, and thanks for pointing that out, Joe. And so, again, we see that Apple said there is no FM chip in its iPhone 7 and 8 models. And then continuing on, it says, while the digital preparation for the big one is critical, let's stop right there, Zach. When we say the big one, what are we referring to?
Well, in this context, we're talking about a huge destructive earthquake, the big one, right?
Yeah, it's just an informal way of referring to a huge earthquake. And sometimes, you know, you feel things shaking and your thoughts are like, is this the big one? You never really know. It's really scary.
Right. And that's the thing. You know, if you don't have that information, it's just like, is this the big one? Is it coming? And how serious is it going to be?
So it is important. It's critical to prepare for the big one. And this again is Kilgore from the USGS, speaking to us. And, you know, we also know that if you live in a quake-prone region, it's important to really prioritize things, right? First of all, what does it mean to live in a quake-prone region, Joe?
Right, so prone, you know, is a suffix, and it's likely to experience a particular problem more often than is usual. I often think I can tend to be accident-prone, always hitting my head on something or tripping. So prone just means it happens very often.
Right.
And so quake-prone regions are regions that often have earthquakes.
Okay. And then it's important to prioritize. And here he's talking about, of course, first you need to make sure you have water, food, and shelter. And then you can, after that, you can prepare with have the digital preparation. That word prioritize just simply means...
Yeah, if you prioritize something, you're just making it primary. You're making it the most important. And
right.
So you're going to do that thing first.
So that becomes part of your strategy for disaster, your planning. What is important? What's the list? What comes first, second, third, and so on?
Right. Actually, I think of there's sort of the list of like human needs. And there's this joke that I often see where it used to be, it would be like water, food, you know, job, money, emotional attachment. And then the new version of it, someone jokingly added Wi-Fi at the very bottom, just below water, as the primary human need.
That is so true. I mean, honestly, it's people get so used to Wi-Fi, cell phones, that if they leave their phone at home, I mean, we all feel that way. If you left your phone, you feel like a part of yourself is left behind. That's kind of sad, right? But we have become, of course, very dependent on it. And I think during these disasters, it really challenges that, doesn't it?
It does. It challenges it. And it also highlights the fact that we can anticipate that most people will have their phones. They are dependent. So let's use it and put it into action during a disaster.
That's right. And also reminds us that we need to keep them charged and keep our battery packs charged up, right? And so in case there is a disaster, I mean, most of the time we have other reasons why we want to keep it charged, but this is a good reason.
That's true. And you know, Brandon, that is good forward thinking. Right? You want to charge your phones, go into the day, full battery strength, just in case that big one comes.
Right. Well, it depends so much on how much infrastructure survives and stays intact, says Kilgore. That word, intact.
Intact just means that it's still there, and it's remaining, and it's still functioning. So it's intact. It's whole.
So a lot of this, whether or not we can connect with people, depends on infrastructure. They've done some things. We talked about the mesh networking and so forth. But there can be a lot of problems, of course, if the infrastructure is destroyed. And so he says there's not much a single individual can do about that. So that emphasizes his point that be sure that you have enough water, food, and shelter. That's still the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. And you know, the other thing here is when it comes to infrastructure and all these different things, you know, it's important that we realize, yeah, as individuals, just like you were saying, we can only do but so much.
Yeah.
And so digital preparedness is important, but on an individual level, there's not a whole lot we can do. It all depends on, you know, your local area. What apps do you have? What's the infrastructure like? And so food, water, that's the most important thing.
Yes. Well, before we go today, let's do a quick review. We have some sidebars there at the bottom of pages 10 and 11. First, MyShake. What does it do again, Joe?
So MyShake, again, is an app that detects earthquakes using a smartphone's built-in sensors, and it sends warning alerts to users near the earthquake. And so that's all just wrapped up within the app and the phone itself.
All right. It's free. It's available right now only on Android, and hopefully it will be on iOS in the future. And what about Zello?
Okay, Zello is available on both iOS and Android, and it's free upon signing up. And what it does is it turns your smartphone into a walkie-talkie. Finding yourself in a disaster, you can conveniently get in touch via walkie-talkie.
And that sounds like fun. You know, turn your phone into a walkie-talkie. And then we have Fire Chat. It allows text messages to be sent and received without Wi-Fi or data connection. It requires other Fire Chat users in the vicinity to bounce text, the text from one phone to another. It's free also, and it's available both on iOS and Android. And the last one, Next Radio.
And Next Radio, it just streams your local FM radio station. And if you are an Android user, it does not require data if you have an FM chip inside the smartphone that can be activated.
Okay, that's free as well. Well, thank you for joining us for day two of our tech update. We have more to talk about tomorrow, but we are going to switch gears a little bit, still in the realm of technology, but we will be talking about Facebook's Oculus Go. So be sure to join us for our last day of our technology article. Until then, this is Brandon.
And Zach.
And Joe.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.